Will the Senate come to order? Members, please vote to signify your presence. Please stand for the invocation of the Reverend Bob Stevens of St. Brendan's Episcopal Church.
In the deepest respect for all the religious beliefs of all Alaskans, I invite you into a time of prayer and reflection. Let us pray. God, our Creator, we ask that you be with us this day as we do the work set before us. Help us deserve the trust that has been given to us by those we represent. Let us understand we are making decisions for people with many different needs, and that only through compromise can we succeed. In the days ahead, give us strength and courage to make decisions that are moral, just, and right for our great state. Be with our loved ones, near or far, on this Valentine's Day. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Senator Elton. Senator Stedman, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do you need to announce your opinion? Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 28th and 29th legislative days.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senator Kim Elton be excused from a call of the Senate today, February 14th, for state business.
Without objection, so ordered. Messages from the governor?
I have no messages from the governor.
Message from the House?
Message dated February 12th, stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. House Bill number 25 by Representatives Seaton and Wilson, Hawker, Ramros, Kelly, Guttenberg, Harris. An act relating to landowners' immunity for allowing use of land without charge for a recreational activity, relating to landowners' liability where landowner conduct involves gross negligence or reckless or intentional misconduct, relating to claims of adverse possession and prescriptive easements or similar claims and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Judiciary.
CS for House Bill number 76, Judiciary by the House Judiciary Committee. An act relating to the creation of a civil legal services fund.
Judiciary finance.
Those are all the messages from the House, Madam President.
Communications.
I have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
Report dated February 13th, stating in accordance with AS 2455020, the Ombudsman Selection Committee reviewed the following and recommends the nomination be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Ombudsman Linda Lord Jenkins. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the appointment of the individual during any further sessions. Signing the report, Senator Stevens, Chair, Senators Cowdery, Dyson, Roses, Dahlstrom, Representative Roses, Dahlstrom. I have no further reports.
Introduction of Senate resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution number 2 by Senator Huggins, opposing the enactment by the Washington State Legislature of a bill proposing to impose a fee on the processing of shipping containers in the state of Washington because of the negative impact of the fee on the people and the economy of this state.
Labor and Commerce.
I have no further resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 79 by Senator Bundy. An act making an appropriation for reimbursement to boroughs and cities for granting of property tax exemptions and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs and Finance. Senator Cowdery.
Yes, please.
Back up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Yeah, I'm proud, honored and proud to introduce the U.S. Consul General John Mark Pommersham. I think I got his name. John Mark is here representing the Russian Far East. We had a visit this morning and knew a lot of common people in his travels and mine. His work has been recognized by numerous state departments, and please join me today in welcoming this distinguished guest to the state of Alaska, and also with him is Shelley James, trade specialist in the governor's office.
Senate Bill number 82 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act making supplemental appropriations and other appropriations, amending the lapse dates of certain appropriations and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 83 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act making supplemental appropriations, capital appropriations, and other appropriations, amending certain appropriations, ratifying certain expenditures, making appropriations to capitalize funds, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 84 by Senator Olson, an act relating to the burning capability of cigarettes being sold or offered for sale or possessed for sale, relating to compliance certifications by tobacco product manufacturers, a directory of tobacco product manufacturers, the affixing of stamps to cigarette packages and cigarette tax stamps, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, and Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Citation. Honoring James Eldridge.
Madam President, I move and ask consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. Unfinished business? Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that reconsideration of House Bill 69, notify crime victim of executive clemency, be brought up at this time.
Without objection. Also before us at this time.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 69, Judiciary, an act relating to executive clemency.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 69 is before us. Is there any discussion? Shall Senate CS for CS for House Bill 69, Judiciary, pass Senate on reconsideration. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. Secretary will tally the vote.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, Senate CS for CS for House Bill 69, Judiciary, has passed the Senate on reconsideration. Under further unfinished business, at this time I'm appointing the following senators to the Energy Council. Senator Huggins, Executive Committee. Senator Stedman, Executive Committee. Senator Hoffman, Energy Committee. Senator Wagoner, Energy Committee and the Clear Board. Senator Davis, Energy Committee. Senator Wilkins.
Madam President, my apologies for being late, spending a little time with the military. Could I move and ask unanimous consent that we return to introduction of guests?
Without objection, and the introduction of guests.
Madam President, in the Grow Gallery is a young man visiting Juneau, helping with some chamber business. He works for the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce and also volunteers as a video coach for UAF Athletics. But please welcome to the Senate and to Juneau, Mr. Jonathan Hamilton.
Under unfinished business, Senator Wagner.
Thank you, Madam President. Yeah, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from airplane time Friday, February 16th, to morning plane time Tuesday, February 20th, for personal and state business.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Terrio.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the floor on next Monday for personal business.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Chaudhry.
Yes, I'd like to ask to be excused from the call of the Senate on this Friday through Sunday afternoon.
Friday afternoon plane time?
Yes.
Okay. Without objection, so ordered. Further unfinished business.
Madam President, is this the proper time for me to ask for co-sponsorship? I'd like to have my name added as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 1 and Senate Bill 74.
Under Senate Bill 1 and Senate Bill 74, Senator Davis, Senator Cherryo, would like the title. Do you have the shortcut on those?
Senate Bill 1 is the educational student-based announcement, and the 74 is the Wichee, I think I have the number correct. He's sponsored on the Wichee bill that we heard today. Was that 74?
Read the D's. Look up.
It is 74, it's the whammy.
It's the whammy.
No, 76.
76. Yeah. Senate Bill 76 concerning the whammy program. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that I be added as co sponsor to Senate Bill 80.
Senator Wagoner's bill on the PPP?
Yes.
No objection? Senator Wilkin.
Just a point of information. It is Senate Bill 73 in committee today, Senator Ellis. We had whammy, witchies, and wooies flying around. So, but I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I too be shown as a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 73.
Which is having to do with the whammy program.
Increasing the whammy seats to 20.
Okay. Senate Bill 73. Senator Dyson. Senator Wilikowski. Senator Cherryo. Senator Thomas. Okay, without objection, so ordered. Senator Wilkin.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that if it's available for cross-sponsor, that I be shown as a cross-sponsor of House Bill 18, having to do with the WAMI program on the House side.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Dyson would choose to be on House Bill 18. Senator Ellis, Senator Davis. Senator Cherryo.
Point of order, is that bill in the Senate or is still in the House? If it's still,
it's still in the House, it needs to wait until it gets over here.
It's not appropriate until it's in the House.
Yeah. Putting a rise here, we'll reconsider the cross-sponsorship. Senator Wilkowski, are you getting ready to rise?
I have a brief at ease.
Yeah, it is, please. Under anything further on unfinished business, Senator Wilkowski.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I apologize for being late. We were in the Joint Armed Services Committee. Move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on February 16th, all day, for state and personal business.
Brief at ease, please. Announcements. Unfinished business.
Okay, I'm just waiting to get approval on that.
Without objection. Sorry.
Thank you.
Senator Olson.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused and not subject to call of the President, subject to call of the Senate on Friday, February 16th as well on state business.
From PM plain time?
No, AM plain time.
So ordered. Senator Huggins.
Madam President, thank you. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate from evening plain time on February the 15th to evening plain time, Sunday the 18th, purpose of state business.
Without objection, so ordered. Announcements. Senator Dyson.
Thank you. Due to some scheduling problems, the Children's Caucus is going on right next door as we speak, and it is the Alaska Children's Justice Task Force making a report on the crimes that are going against children, what being done to trap people who are doing online soliciting, the effect of several of the laws we passed here recently. We've got judges, attorney generals, police officers, social workers, and medical people in there, and I would invite you all to walk down the hall and join, and there's free pizza. Thank you.
Further announcements? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. The Senate Labor and Commerce Committee will meet tomorrow, Thursday, February 15th, 1:30 in the Belch Room. We'll begin continue our overviews and hearings on workforce development with a special focus on the healthcare industry. And everyone's invited to join us.
Thank you. Further announcements? Senator Huggins.
Madam President, today Senate Resources will be looking at the issue of corrosion. We'll have BP at a minimum and DNR oil and gas.
Further announcements. Special order. Announcements. Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Madam President. The Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development Budget Subcommittee will have its first meeting tomorrow, Thursday, February 15th, from 12 to 1:15 in the Aaron Camp Room, and it also will be an overview of that department. So you're all welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Further announcements? Special orders? Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to speak on daffodils.
On what?
Daffodils.
Oh, under special orders? On daffodils.
As you know, Madam President, cancer is the number one killer in Alaska, and this is the 61st anniversary of the American Cancer Society's research program, which now invests $100 million each and every year. The American Cancer Society is holding their nationwide Daffodil Days fundraiser through February 20th. Many of the spouses of members of the legislature will be going to each office to take orders for daffodils delivered on March 14th. The cost is $10 per bunch, and the bulk of the donation goes to directly to the American Cancer Society for research. And in the past years, our building here, the Capitol, has bought up to 400 bunches of daffodils, a great fundraiser for a worthy cause, and I'd encourage everyone to support this fundraising effort. Thank you.
Thank you. Other special orders? Gentlemen.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent. The Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. Friday, February 16th.
Objection? So ordered.